gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You ever done anything dangerous?
Oh, my God.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Cooper Rush.
What are Cooper Rush MVP odds?
And so is exactly the, the question.
Look it up.
Do we have a quarterback controversy?
Hey, everybody, safe travels home.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer, head football coach from Jackson State University, Deion Sanders. Coming up, NFL Network host Colleen Wolfe from NBC's Quantum Leap, actor Ernie Hudson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Hour number three, the actor Ernie Hudson is stopping by in studio. We have a dynamite celebrity true or false for one of the stars of the rebooted Quantum Leap on NBC involving his work on Ghostbusters and Oz. One would think that, would you say Ghostbusters and Oz are two polar opposites of the pop culture movie television spectrum? If you had to choose,
in terms of a Disney movie,
and then Oz might be more far, you know,
just in terms of plot,
left comedically,
tone,
right?
Yeah, of course,
right. The Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man in Ghostbusters was frightening, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when
Sigourney Weaver being
roast him,
you know, being completely, you know, taken over by possessed, right?
Zool.
Yeah, Zool.
It was frightening. Well, it was frightening.
Was she the keymaster or the gatekeeper? She was the gatekeeper, right?
She was the gatekeeper. Right. He was the keymaster.
Ah.
Yeah. Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Oh, that's right.
Rick Moranis was the keymaster.
I mean,
man, I'd love to see Rick Moranis back in the world, man.
We were watching Honey, I Shrunk the Kids a couple weeks ago.
That's a good one, right?
Great. Still holds up. Very funny.
Did you watch it with Cage? Or he's too young, right?
Right?
Well, at any rate, Ernie Hudson's on in hour number three. Colleen Wolfe is here, my colleague from the NFL Network, NFL Media Group. She will be coming out in about 18 minutes' time. Her Philadelphia Eagles are 3-0, and she is going to be part of the Sunday morning coverage of the first London game, the Vikings and the Saints, live on NFL Network. She'll be live on NFL Network at 6 Eastern time.
She tweeted out 4 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe it's an hour at that point, just that extra hour of sleep. I don't know. I'm getting information here.
I don't know. Well, I mean, the game is at 7 a.m. Eastern. I believe it kicks.
6:30.
Oh, at any rate.
6:30 Pacific.
Oh, that's right.
Eastern.
I've got a 7 a.m. Eastern. That's right.
Yeah, there you go. I'm reading.
Actually, she's at 6 Eastern prior to the Thursday game.
There you go.
Between the Dolphins and the Bengals. I screwed it up.
There you go.
What am I going to do?
Not you. You're
Deion Sanders is on in hour number one. He took it easy on me on the whole hair restoration thing.
Well, I texted Susie.
Yeah, I was about to say, you texted Susie with the photographs of me.
All right, so I sent her photos of the Les Snead hair.
She liked that,
yeah.
I bet.
Ronaldo, Mooch, and then the Trevor Lawrence, just for laughs. Her response was, he looks like Robin Thicke.
That's not a bad thing.
What are you doing to this poor guy? Is this on the air? I wrote, yes, we just showed it. Oh, no. And then the hand over the face emoji.
She likes that emoji.
And then you guys are mean with three of the hand over face emoji.
Whoa.
Then I said, you're thinking about it. And she wrote, no, he's not.
So that's a no.
Okay.
I mean, I got the Ronaldo one.
Yeah, the Ronaldo
looks
one.
Looks really good.
It does.
No, so, it doesn't. It looks like I've got a wig.
Rich,
I'm wearing a wig.
Good.
It looks like I'm wearing
nuts?
A wig.
That's because you're not used to it.
I'm not used to it at all.
So that's good.
But guess what? You will.
Are you advocating me leaving you behind in the Bald Brotherhood? Is that what you're advocating?
Bald wants you to be the beta tester for
it. Here's the thing. Because your hair, like, you don't have, like, the horseshoe going like I've got, okay?
Right.
Like, if you're just creeping back. So you could fill in the front and it would look great.
I'm in my 20th year of creep back. It is.
You could go, TJ. Go ahead.
You could do it, and it would. Like I said, you just got to get over the initial shock of people not you being used to it.
Like
and then after that, it's whatever. Who cares?
I'm going to be very honest with you, and I know Susie might be having a little bit of fun, or she could be straight up, you know, the head slap emojis.
Right.
It really is. It's, you know, if she's
on board.
On board.
You would do it?
Yeah. I'd consider it.
Susie.
Here's the thing, Rich. People are going to know.
I don't know.
Take a little bit of, you know, You wear Kangol.
Right. Like, I'm just saying, like, Kangol's like awful announcing and all those sites. I'll have some fun with you at first.
I don't care.
Rich. Exactly. Isn't the perfect time to do this, Rich?
They're haters.
Joe Buck is putting out Instagram videos of him getting it done before Monday Night Football season.
It's not like you're doing anything.
No one cares.
Rich,
Joe looks great.
What if you did this like 2 weeks? You take a summer vacation, then you do it. You come back, you don't have to worry about anyone seeing it.
And then I'm wearing hats for months. Dion told me it's a month-long hat-wearing situation.
Well, so 2 weeks you're on vacation, then 2 weeks
I'm not spending vacation time on that.
I got like 50 Kangols at the house you can borrow. Where the
you got rakish hats all over the place.
Del Tufo's Kangol. You wear the Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah, by the way, Del Tufo's Kangol. Write it down. That's a fantasy name right there.
Rich, I got a couple bandanas for you, bro. Like you can rock this style.
Bandanas.
Rock a bandana. 2 weeks, that's all you need.
You're back.
You're back, baby. Mortimer, we're back.
We're back.
Then you watch it grow in month by month.
Yeah.
And then, Rich, when you break out like a ponytail, though, when you get one of
these and then you ponytail it up.
Rich, I'm black, obviously. I never thought in my life I'd ever be able to put my hair into a ponytail, and yet, look, peep the sea. Look, here it is. It's in a ponytail.
It looks great on you. On me, it would look like I'm one of those creeps in Boogie Nights.
That's only if you stay with the mustache,
don't you,
though,
think?
You know?
Honestly.
Todd.
It looks good on you.
That's only if a guy named Cosmo's lighting firecrackers around you. Then
Sister Christian and Jesse's girl. We'll start that up if you want.
Ponytail Rich. Let's go.
What does Taylor think?
Oh, she hates the beard.
Yeah, she doesn't like the beard, bro.
She wants the beard gone.
And you can't go back clean shaven.
I like it, and your mom likes it too bad.
Yeah, the beard is staying.
She wants the beard gone.
That's crazy. Can't go clean shaven again.
Baby face Rich.
Yeah, we don't like it. Yep.
He died a long time ago.
Baby face Rich is gone?
Yeah, he died. He died a long time ago.
Dicky eyes.
I think if I showed up, what would be more jarring, if I showed up unshaven or with a new head of hair?
Ooh.
You in sweatpants. That would be jarring.
Baby, what are you talking about? You already said that, you know, me showing up in Birkenstocks the other day, you acted like, honestly, that I had just offended you when I walked in with highly fashionable Birkenstock.
Well, those are two words, or three words, I don't think go together.
Let's stay on topic.
Okay, yes.
Highly fashionable
Birkenstocks. When the old clips show up and it's babyface, that's jarring.
Yeah.
Yeah, but our show, the thing that I love about our show, and many, I mean, one of the many things I love about our show is we're turning eight next month. Okay, we're turning
third grade.
Eight. My daughter's nine.
Okay, Dick Van Dyke.
We're turning eight. It will be on October 6th. Is that what it is?
Is that Van Dyke?
I guess we should start looking into that.
Will it
be 8 years old?
Yeah, October 6th.
Yeah, it would be TV. We started TV. I remember they were like, first. You're getting on the air. Like, well, should we wait till the radio as well? And I'm like, no, you're doing it. Chris Long was like, you're doing it.
I remember those comments.
Yeah, we did. And we're like, okay, yes, sir. Thank you. May I have another? And we've had 8 years of another. But I just seeing the clips and showing the clips back during commercial break, we have a hell of an archive. Mm-hmm. We have a hell of a video archive. The photographs that we have on the wall here, if anybody ever, you know, comes to Los visit. Angeles, you know, knock on the door, and then, of course, we'll ask for identification. But
make sure they're back.
But anyway, when we walk in here, we've created, it's like a talk show where there are photographs of all the celebrities who have been here on the wall, to the point where, like, Josh Norman demanded a spot on the wall. Remember he came in here 2 years ago?
He's like, I want
to. What if they're all pre-hair Rich? Pre-restored. It's tough. I can't wrap my arms around it.
Then we put new photos up.
Yeah.
With hair Rich.
Yeah. Just change them up. It's like you have a baby picture on the wall.
Exactly. That's a good point, though, too, folks.
It's a commitment, though. You know,
it's like having a baby picture on the wall. You have one, and then you have all the new ones.
You grow up.
But you don't go halfway.
You
don't go halfway. This is,
what does
this
that
is
mean?
All in or not in.
Excuse me.
That means top knot. Excuse me.
If I did this, what do you think? Just give me the half?
Yeah, give me
I don't
the,
know.
Give
I'm
me the
saying,
half? Like, just give it up to only here?
Well, don't be like, sprinkle it in so I'm still sort of losing it so I don't look so jarring. Like, all in. Boom. Yeah. Hair.
Of course.
Boom.
I'm surprised you're advocating
Ronaldo.
For this. I'm very surprised you're advocating for this.
I want what's best for you.
I don't know if I buy that.
When a friend says that so quickly,
no, when that friend
it's
says
completely,
it. That
it's
guy
completely
right there.
Ungenuine. When a friend says that so fast, like that.
Rich, one word.
It's completely not
one word.
Genuine.
One word.
Yes.
Content.
Yeah, you always got.
Like
be
I
taken.
Said, when you
so
come
it's good
in
for
with a
content,
top knot,
if I have hair.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
The ratings go up if I have hair.
Oh yeah. My god, yeah. Think about how many miles we're going to get out of this.
Because I believe people are prejudiced against bald people.
We
sometimes,
might circle so. The earth.
Also,
well, there's no I'm just question saying. About that.
Yeah, I believe well, that.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
No question in my mind. There is a bias against yes. people who are. Bald.
I used to be
hairless.
Bald. I used to get.
I don't believe
what
that.
What do you mean used to be? Is this a system you have in your head right now?
No, I mean like well, back mean? In the days, I used to be bald. I used to go half year bald, then I'd grow an afro for oh. when it was cold, oh. then I'd shave up my head in like the summer, and
like it's a like a winter coat.
Yeah,
what are
man.
You talking about?
Like a
like dog shed, and you would shave. Is that what
when
you're
it
saying?
Got hot, I'd go bald, and then when it got cold, I'd grow my hair back out.
My senior year high school basketball yeah. season, the opposing fans used to chant, "Don't let the bald guy shoot."
Oh, that's see that.
And you were bald in high school?
It was trending that direction. Oh.
So that's a really in high school.
I like shaved my head for junior year, and it never really filled back in.
Don't let the bald guy shoot is a very verbose taunt.
Yeah. I mean, I was really good, I was a really good shooter too. Also, but it was also kind of a
so boo the bald guy.
Yeah, yeah, that's just not.
I don't know. That's
right.
kind of wrong.
By the way, he. This, I just finally, it just hit me. It's not very, one would say, complimentary or great to admit that you were balding in high school, right? Like, that's not something that you want to have known. But if it also comes with letting you know he has a good shot and had a great shot in high school, he's willing to let that information loose.
Absolutely.
That just happened.
Promotion at its best.
That just happened.
Like, I've never seen him shoot, but he tells me every day how good of a shooter he is.
How many people would go, you know what, and be proud of it? You know, in high school, I was balding in junior year in high school. Like, I was losing my hair in high school. I had to be real tough. I had to be awkward looking for a junior prom date, and you got some sort of spottiness. That can't be easy. You know what I mean? That's got to be very difficult. So you don't usually share that with people, let alone on a nationally televised, internationally heard program.
We're international.
We're
all
yes.
We're
all people in
France
listening
right
now. We got people calling in all the time.
People hate me in the comments no matter what.
We had somebody on hold from Japan. We had someone on hold from Japan who fell asleep while on hold.
He fell asleep.
We took his phone.
Come somebody da.
We took his phone call and he was snoring.
He was definitely
That's
asleep.
How international we are.
Definitely asleep.
Internationally known from
He's
east to the west coast.
He's admitting this to that group of people happily because it lets everyone know
he was
a dangerous shooter.
I mean, I have heard stories, you know.
We can get McTen on the phone. Smitch said that he will Photoshop hair into all the old pics on the walls.
There you go. So you're fixed. Pictures are fixed.
Okay.
That's
Sean Mitchell, part of the Bald Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, that commercial will be playing during the break. I'm 1,000% sure of that.
Rich Eisen Show, Bald Brother.
We could do Hoskins special. We could do a mockumentary. Like, we could film you doing in and out the post.
Right, well, never mind. Bald Brotherhood.
There's
too
a
long.
Flagpole that needs to be run up, and you've already texted that individual.
Well, she seems not on board.
Her next time in. When's the next time she's sitting in?
I think on the back end of me doing one of the games coming up.
All right, so will you have some time?
I still can't mention publicly what games I'm doing.
Oh, so I shouldn't say?
No.
Okay. Good thing you, stopped me.
It's the problem if it comes out of my mouth,
well,
not yours.
Yeah, well, that's the
when
difference.
It becomes public.
It's speculation
way,
if I say it.
It's
the
problem.
Good thing with that is he can't tweet it out of his own account.
Can't.
Right?
Yeah,
that's true.
How could do that? Permanently suspended.
That's fine. Life without Twitter has been great.
Although Ashton has lent his considerable heft to the situation. We'll hit that later on.
Yes. My man just wants
right,
to best
chat,
for me.
Great Rich. Chat. Great chat, everybody. It's postponed our power rankings to hour three.
I went and printed those out real with the quickness, so we didn't even
I did it, and I have it right here, but don't... I can't reveal it.
So what's that? Is that it?
That is. Thank you, Ed O'Neill. All right, we'll take a break. Colleen Wolfe will enter this stupid fray.
Let's go.
When we come back right here live on the Rich Eisen Show before Ernie Hudson joins us live in hour number three on the program.
Who you gonna call?
2000, 2008, 2022. When it comes to the economy, those are some scary years. dot-com crash, housing crash, and the roller coaster we're kind of going through right now. One thing is certain. It's a dangerous time to not know your numbers, but over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. So how do you prepare for uncertain times? The answer is simple. NetSuite. It's why 93% of customers say they improve their visibility and control when they upgraded to NetSuite. So what are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richpod right now. netsuite.com/richpod. netsuite.com/richpod.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the heck?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Roku channel, rokuchannel.com. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio network. We're all big, one happy family here on the Rich Eisen Show, multi-platform. And again, my colleague Colleen Wolf from the NFL Media Group is here. So what's it like back home right now in the city of Philadelphia?
Oh,
what can you tell me about
it's,
right now?
You know what? It's very strange, Rich. I talked to my family yesterday.
Yes.
They're all happy. Like, this is weird. Yes. They don't know how to act. Right. I don't know how to act.
Right.
It's uncharted territory. But it's kind of nice. Now, I'm a little worried because I feel like they're peaking a little too early at this point. Long season.
Yes.
Everything is going great. I'm someone who sets the bar extremely low. Like, the bar is on the ground.
Yes.
So my expectations are never high. I don't like to be disappointed. I only like to be surprised and happy by that. So this is well beyond my expectations for how the Eagles should have started the season.
Well, I think the good news here is it appears that the quarterback will not allow the bar to get any lower.
Uh-huh.
I love the way Jalen Hurts talks. I love the way he carries himself. I love the way that he is leading. I feel it. And I feel like there is, of course, they're not going to go 17-0, but I just feel.
My family thinks they will.
That's how peaches and cream it is. That's how weird it is in on your phone conversation. I just think they're getting better. I just think they're getting better. Like Devontae Smith in particular, right? Week one, non-factor. Next couple of weeks, significant. They're putting on capes on each other.
I know, the Batman cape. Right. Last week, watching that catch, Devontae's catch right before the actual touchdown where
yes.
he went up between two defenders. John and I, my husband and I, are watching the game. And at the same time, just in unison, we just screamed, oh my God.
Right.
The dogs, they ran out of house. Like it's Sundays are rough for them.
Yes.
They don't understand that the yelling is actually like usually a good thing.
It's a good thing.
At this point.
It's like fireworks
exactly.
to a dog.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Like them.
Right.
But it's kind of wild to watch the Eagles operate like this because they almost have two number one wide receivers at this point with A.J. Brown. And that, I mean, Howie Roseman just had such a good offseason. And you talk about, you know, trading away Jalen Reagor and kind of getting rid of the things that everyone just crushed Howie for and bringing in A.J. Brown. Now you have both of these guys operating at such a high level, just helping Jalen Hurts in the passing game. I can't even remember the last time that the Eagles had a true dominant number one wide receiver like this. I guess T.O. would be it, but there's not a time that I can remember that the team had a number one wide receiver like this and then also a killer cornerback like Slay. Like, they have the pieces that, you know, could make this team pretty good in the long run. Well, this is what's happening. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
She just went higher register. I mean, that's you know, if you go higher register, you need to really go higher register to really believe what you're saying. But
right.
No, I do believe what you're saying, and also I'm reminded of yesterday when we had Slay on the program. And you just referred to him as such. I called him Darius the first couple of times.
Yeah.
And his answer, because I'm like, so you're laughing already over there, TJ.
It was so funny, though, because like, Rich and I were so confused, because Rich would be like, Darius, so when you, it's Slay. And he did it three times. And we're just like, what?
Well, I thought he was, because I was like, so Darius, you know, so the way that you're playing against Justin Jefferson, you know, going into the game, you know, what it was like, you know, making sure you shut him down, up to the challenge. And he goes, it's Slay.
It's Slay.
And then continue on with his answer. And then I'd be like, so what is your, Darius, what is your opinion about traveling with a receiver? And he goes, it's Slay. And then would you answer? And I thought he was using the word Slay as a metaphor.
Slaying. Like a vibe.
His vibe. So I'm like, all right, I'll bite. Like, what is your definition of Slay? And he goes, no, I'm telling you, call me Slay.
It was great.
It was the Coming to America thing. Mama named awesome. Slay, I'm going to call him Slay.
Awesome.
It's a total head slap moment.
It was very funny.
He just needs one name. I mean, that's his thing. And like Slay all day. I mean, he's a Beyonce fan. Like, this
I didn't
is,
know that either.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least he was back in the day, but that doesn't change. Like, you're once a Beyonce fan, always a Beyonce fan.
One would assume.
Yeah.
And he's a Harden fan. He said he's giving footballs to Harden, you know, after they score.
I know. I mean, and Harden looks fit. So, yeah, I mean, everything's coming up Philly.
There it is again, a very higher register thing.
No, I got to work on that.
There it is. Colleen Wolf here on the Rich Eisen Show. So, who was your preseason pick for the Super Bowl? Who did you get?
I picked the Eagles. No, I was Bills, and I was going to say, I never really went on record with it.
Oh, you didn't? So you could say whatever the hell you want right now.
I could kind of change this around, but I definitely thought the Bills were going to win. And so I was thinking Bills, Rams, Bills, Niners was one that I was toying with. But now at this point, I'm not going to go there at all.
Because the Niners, huh? You won't do
it? The Niners, well,
I'm not ready to jump off them just yet.
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm not ready to jump off them just yet. I think that, you know what? Kittle's back now, right? The defense looks amazing.
They're great. Right? They were just swarming.
Trent Williams' injury concerns me, but eventually, it's just a high ankle sprain. Eventually, one assumes he will come back, and then the second half of the season is when they start putting it together, and it become the proverbial team you don't want to face. And I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility for them
just,
this year.
I was talking the other day, actually, on NFL Network about Jimmy Garoppolo and the fact that, like, maybe some of the things we're seeing in his games, just because he didn't have a preseason, he's just started practicing with the team at this point.
Right.
But, you know, when you lose track of where you are on the field, that's tough. Like, when you pull an Orlovsky, that's a bad look.
Right. It certainly is. But unless you throw a pick six with that throw and you've saved your team 4 points by stepping out of bounds.
That's true.
Just trying to
glass half
take
full.
A look now at the silver lining, you know. I just want to see more football before I discard the 49ers right now. I'm not ready to do that just yet to say that this is not going to be their year. I just I can't quit them. Who was your choice to win the AFC West? Because mine was the Raiders.
Raiders.
Yeah.
You know, I was really high on the Chargers. They do this to me every year. I should learn by now that the Chargers, they're going to end up breaking my heart. And it's a good team. They had so many injuries last week. Obviously, Justin Herbert getting hurt in that Thursday night game against the Chiefs with the ribs. Who knows how bad that was when he was playing. But the fact that, like, They didn't have Keenan Allen out there, Corey Linsley, their center. They lost so many guys during that game, too. So it's just like the same thing that happens with the Chargers is they just keep getting got at the wrong time with injuries and bad luck. But the Chiefs were my pick. I just kind of went with the old faithful there because Andy Reid, I have a bias with him after he was in Philly for so long. Yeah. I think he's really good at adapting, but I do think that losing Tyreek Hill is affecting that offense, and we're kind of seeing some issues. The special teams is what got them this week, though.
Let's go back to the Philly thing for a second here. Colleen Wolf, NFL Network.
You want to talk about Philly?
No, it's a big game there this week. What do you think Doug Peterson's welcome will be in Lincoln Financial?
I love this question because I'm not sure. I want to believe that people are going to love on him when he gets there. I think the ovation will be warm. Doug Peterson brought the city a Super Bowl. He's, I think, beloved still. Him and Nick Foles can kind of do no wrong. There's a statue of them in the city.
Right.
But then again, you never know what's going to happen at the link on game day. So right. There could be some boo birds out. But for the most part, if it was me, hey, I'd give him a standing ovation.
Of course.
And he's coaching the Jags. Sorry.
Okay.
The Jags look better. And hey, they could actually be a sneaky playoff team.
Hey, that's 2 seed in the AFC right now, Jacksonville. Hey. Show some respect.
Yes. Quarterback by the current AFC Offensive Player of the Week, Trevor Lawrence, as he was named this very morning. You know what? I wouldn't like what would be the grudge against Peterson, right? I mean, what?
There isn't one.
Here are the situations that would maybe cause the to have occurred. Number one would be if Carson Wentz went elsewhere and actually turned into the Carson Wentz that Wentz was before he dove headfirst into the end zone here in the Los Angeles Coliseum. Yep. And his knee blew up. Mm-hmm. That did lead, by the way, to Nick Foles and the statue.
Yeah.
The next year, I mean, had the football not gone through the hands of Alshon Jeffrey in the Superdome,
right,
it looked like the Eagles were on the road to doing it again, by the way. And then I don't think anybody holds the weird game 256 moment where Nate Sudfeld came out of the mist to bench Hurts, who had already benched Wentz. I don't think they hold that against Doug Peterson, right?
He
didn't slag on the team or the city going out the door either.
No, you know? Not at all. I think that he's respected and he's loved. The only way that I think the city would turn on him is if he went and was coaching for the Cowboys or like a division rival. But other than that, no. I think that it's going to be a nice welcome for him, I would assume. I expect that, but who knows?
You know what I expect too, though, is a game. I expect the Jacksonville defense to chase Jalen Hurts around.
Mm-hmm.
I expect that to be a game. I expect that to be a competitive football game.
The Jags on Sunday are just such an interesting team because you knew coming into the season that there would be a definite jump just not having Urban Meyer there and having Doug Peterson. This was a team that went wild in free agency. They spent so much money and it's actually paying off. They look so much better, so much more cohesive. Trevor Lawrence looks great. I mean, as you just said, player of the week. I mean, this is a team that so many people dunk on, me included.
You just did. Literally, 90 seconds ago.
Yeah, it's easy. But now all of a sudden, they're coming together. And like I had said just a second ago, I think that they could be a sneaky playoff team. This is a team that could go from a worst to first scenario.
Right. That's what you said, Chris, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're aligned.
They're winning the division.
Well, I mean, that's not that difficult at this point.
I think it is.
There's still big time plus money to win the division. Like, you can still get really good odds on them.
We have two NFL Network people here. Don't talk to us that way.
I don't know anything about gambling.
14 partners.
Don't talk to us that way.
Yeah.
You understand.
We won't accept it.
You understand the situation that we're in. Why would you put her in that position?
How dare you?
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you.
I don't know
you.
What you're talking about.
I'm just telling
what
you
what are you
what's
talking
happening.
About?
What are these words that you're using?
Do you understand the words that come out of my mouth?
See, two NFL Network people turned into the unfrozen caveman lawyers.
I'm
on
saying
the spot.
If you have one piece of gum and you're like, hey, I think Jacksonville is going to win the AFC South and they end up doing that, you'd have like 2.5 more pieces of gum.
What type of gum? Just any gum?
Like Big Red or something?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
Juicy Fruit?
Ah, now you're talking.
It's going to move you.
It loses its flavor kind of fast.
Juicy Fruit does lose flavor kind of fast. That's a fact.
Didn't we have Sean Payton give us gum?
He has an autographed Juicy Fruit around here somewhere.
Okay, somewhere? Yeah, we just don't know. Great job.
Wow.
Pick the Jaguars, people, to win the AFC
South. I thought it was going to be the Colts. And, like, the Colts.
It may still be. What a W that was.
They're still the favorite.
While we're on the subject of blowing our careers, how many Survivor pools went up in smoke this weekend? I mean,
Bummer.
Yours did?
Yeah, over.
See ya.
Done.
Would not want to be a
Andy Reid.
Done. Mm-hmm.
On the list.
This season has been already insane. Colleen Wolf here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about Thursday Night Football before we send you on the rest of your Wednesday here. NFL Game Day kickoff with you at 6 Eastern time this coming Thursday night. Tua swears it's his back. Okay, and we'll take him at his word, and apparently that's what's keeping him a little bit dicey for this game. Teddy Bridgewater potentially. I think we're going to see Tua walk through that door. There's no way he's going to miss him versus Burrow, right?
No,
I mean, this is going to be dynamite.
I'm hoping that's the case, and just going forward, assuming that it is.
Let's do that.
The back.
Yes.
I mean, I will say. As someone who has had back injuries before, I was a figure skater. I have a couple slip discs in my back. Mm-hmm. Like, when the back goes and you step on it wrong, you actually do crumble like that.
Okay.
Like the way that we saw Tua kind of like stagger. Mm-hmm. I've literally done that in my kitchen before. So I could see that being a possibility. But I am really hoping to see him on Thursday because he has just taken such a step forward, and being able to see him kind of thrive with Mike McDaniel and Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, just that offense, the way that they're winning games, they're doing it so many different ways.
Yes.
And I'm a little worried about the defense, to be honest, this week on a short week after what they experienced against the Bills.
100-degree weather and all that stuff.
90% humidity. Guys were just like collapsing on the field.
Yes.
Like it looked like at the end of that game, when Josh Allen and Tua met, like it was like the end of a battle scene.
Yeah, he put his head on Tua's shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, it was, I thought, you know what I honestly thought, and obviously it's different stakes, was Kellen Winslow Sr. being carried off of the Orange Bowl field, you know, after that classic playoff game where he was gassed, he was done.
It had
and
those
I
vibes.
I thought about that. I saw that too. And it's just a big game from my perspective for Tua. You know, who we on the show have been saying that salty Tua. I want to see salty Tua. I want him to be salty. I want him to have that beard going and just be, nasty.
Yeah.
You know, and be that guy, be the guy, the assassin that doesn't seem to be in his, you know, outward persona, right?
Like he's almost too sweet.
Exactly. Like I want to see him salty Tua.
Angry,
and
mean.
I think salty Tua, if we could channel salty Tua right now and connect him to sodium pentothal and a microphone on the Rich Eisen Show, he would basically say, I have heard nonstop about Herbert going after me and Burrow going before me. I've heard nonstop. I've even heard about Tom Brady being tampered with. I've heard about the fact that Miami kept calling Cincinnati to move up to take Burrow. And I know my team was knocking on Deshaun Watson's door during the trade deadline last year and all of that. And he's now 3-0 and he can go into Burrow's house on Thursday night and say, okay, we're 4-0, short week. Yeah, we're gassed, but we beat the Bills and last year's AFC champs in 5 days. That's big, man.
Other motivation do you need at that point? He just has it all built in for all of that to happen, what you just outlined, and for it to play out so publicly. Like, I would be salty all the time. I would just be so angry. Like,
right.
I would be playing like an insane person. And he just is still so chill. He's kept his composure about him. You can just tell he's genuinely a good, nice person. And it's like, I want to see him angry. I want to see him pissed off. Like, I want to see that side of him. And I feel like we've started to see it. And I think that Mike McDaniel has done a really good job of empowering.
Stoking it, maybe.
Yes,
too, right?
Exactly. And that's what he's needed. It just feels like a perfect marriage.
And then, you know, and then Hurts, too, being the other remaining undefeated quarterback and the two of them having a history together. It really is, can't make that stuff
up. Isn't it beautiful?
It is.
I love it.
Me too. That's why I love doing what we do, you know, with NFL Network. It's amazing. Colleen Wolf, again, check her out. NFL Game Day kickoff at 6 Eastern time. And then Sunday, right ahead of the Vikings and Saints from London at 7 a.m. Eastern time. Before I let you go, you mentioned your figure skating career.
Yeah.
Did it come to an end because someone hit you on the knee with a stick?
No. Okay. I hit myself basically with the ice when I fell. And yeah, I slipped a couple discs. So
how good were you?
I was competing. I was waking up at like 4 a.m., skating before school, after school, like doing the whole thing.
Did you have, you know, the
coaches, choreographers,
Olympic dreams and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So you were serious about
this? Oh, I was in it. I actually just contacted a coach and I'm starting lessons again just like for the fun of it because I haven't skated in a while. So probably not going to do too many jumps, but I can still spin.
Okay. So you can, I was about to say, so how many axles?
Well, so an axle is 1.5.
Right.
So I could do a double, but I was like working on a lot of different things. Like the funny thing is I went skating probably like a year ago and I can still spin exactly the same way. But when you're skating all of the time, your body gets used to it. Mm-hmm. And so you don't get dizzy from the spins. But since I don't skate all of the time, I will just spin and be so dizzy that I will just fall over after.
In your kitchen.
In my kitchen. So
dangerous
that's
place
the theme.
For that. Right now, are you guys feverishly trying to call up the video of me skating years ago?
Oh, no,
is that what you're trying to do?
Are we going to go skating, Rich?
Definitely not.
Oh, he's really, really not good.
I was searching for Colleen figure skating.
That's what I was looking for.
I forgot
also,
about
do they exist?
I don't think so. No. They're all on VHS.
So about to say, it's got to be back in some basement in Philadelphia, right?
Sure somewhere? Is.
So
thank
top
God.
Five movies, The Cutting Edge?
Oh, love The Cutting Edge.
Toe pick.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you want to talk about figure skating? I'm your girl.
What's the best figure skating movie then?
Well, I mean, The Cutting Edge, probably.
That's it, number one?
Yeah. I mean, there's not
there's not a lot of figure skating movies.
I don't know.
Did you grow up with a Torval and Dean poster on your wall?
Torval and Dean has been called.
Wow,
you went UK on her though, right? Isn't Torval and Dean UK?
Were you Oksana Bayul? Like, who's your?
Oh, I did love Oksana, but Michelle Kwan was my girl. Yeah. Loved her.
Okay, I once went drinking with Oksana Bayul in Connecticut deep into the night in my sports center.
Wait, what?
She could put him down.
I bet she could.
Oh yeah.
Well,
she drank everyone else under the table.
Didn't she have a situation?
I don't remember. I don't know if I just
maybe I'm not
if I just toe looped into something I shouldn't.
Oops.
Is that a proper phrase?
That's good.
Like
good job.
I feel like she had an arrest at one point.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. Wasn't that night?
We hope.
Oh yeah.
That was 97. It's all good.
That's right around then.
It's all good.
I'm serious. That's when it.
What happened after you left?
I don't know.
Rich.
I walked home.
Oh, she was in Connecticut.
That's right. That's what. Dude, yes,
she's
lived
so
in Connecticut.
Little. She was drinking like that?
She lived in Connecticut.
Oh,
it was after a sports center. We all went out. There was Oksana Bayul like pounding him back. And I'm like, what the hell is happening to my life?
This might have actually been the night.
Stop it.
I don't know. It was weird. Up there in Connecticut, it was just weird. One day I'm pounding back with Oksana Bayul. Then I'm strolling to a Starbucks in West Hartford and Manute Bol's walking across the street. Yes. Facts.
Wow.
He lived up there too. And it's just like, what is happening here?
New segment, strangest person you've gotten drunk with.
In Connecticut.
In Connecticut.
Very small subset of people.
In Connecticut.
Again, check out NFL That's Game Day amazing. Kickoff Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, right before Dolphins, Bengals, great. And then Vikings, Saints from London at 7 a.m. Eastern time. Thank you for being at that post for the network.
Stay up all night. No problem. Got you covered. Nowhere I'd rather be. At 4 a.m.
Like Marv Levy, then right here, right now.
Colleen Wolf here. Ernie Hudson in studio, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When you become a member of Navy Federal Credit Union, life gets better. One big thing that gets better? Buying a car. See, Navy Federal Credit Union has created a fully loaded car buying experience where you can finance, buy, protect, and enjoy your auto purchase all from one convenient place. They offer great auto loan rates, too, and your pre-approval is good for 90 days, so you know what you can afford while you shop. You can even shop for new and used cars with Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar. Also, you can get exclusive member savings with Carfax, SiriusXM, and more, and because it's Navy Federal, they're always available with 24/7 member service representatives to answer any questions. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/car. That's NavyFederal.org/car. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. If you missed yesterday's program or you haven't been tweeting with Chris Brockman, we'll catch up to speed. Chris Brockman wants no piece of Brian Hoyer.
Zero.
You want a piece of Bailey Zappe.
Let's go.
Western Kentucky's finest. You'd rather see what
let's
you got go, in baby. Zappe.
Let's see what we got.
Because one assumes we've already seen what Brian Hoyer can do.
Many times.
And you don't want to see it.
Nope.
Even though Green Bay just really had much of its way for about 50 some odd minutes, 55 minutes against Tom Brady. And Tom Brady is, you know, up here on the flow chart of Patriots quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And Bailey Zappe is, you know, down here.
He's never played.
Correct. And you want to throw him into Lambeau Field of all places. Just great. Do that. Go ahead. So you want no piece of Brian Hoyer.
Zero.
Well, maybe you'll like this as good news.
Oh.
Bill Belichick is making it sound like Mac Jones can actually go this weekend. Okay. Now we're hearing he's consulting doctors.
Like 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, he's consulting doctors on high ankle sprains.
Yeah.
All right, we're hearing something called tightrope surgery.
I don't know what that is.
Just Google it. It's apparently something that Alabama's doctors came up with to try and get people back from high ankle sprains.
Tua had it like 5 years ago or something.
You're hearing phrases like tightrope surgery and high ankle sprains, and, you know, normally they don't come back from that immediately, but Bill is making it sound like Mac Jones has a chance to show up in Lambeau Field under center.
Saw Mac a little while ago. Definitely getting better. Probably won't practice today, but made a lot of progress here in the last, 48 hours. So keep plugging away and take that day by day, see how it goes. And that's where we are for today.
Okay, there you go. So you might sit here and think, Rich, you've been talking about a new segment, and you've been branding it. You've been doing it all the time with Bill Belichick press conference moments. How is that not?
Yeah, where was the front end animation? Yeah,
why are we not dressing it up as the segment of today's Bill Belichick press conference moment?
That is my question.
Well, because the follow-up questions to that might just be the greatest version of today's Bill Belichick press conference moment to date.
The GOAT.
Here it is.
Today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Well, we prefer to win.
Do you expect Mac to start on Sunday for you guys?
Take it day by day.
Is the plan, Bill, for Mac to have any kind of procedure to help along with the process here?
Day by day, Phil. Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Are you and the team on the same page with Mac and his team as it comes to the injury and how to progress or how to move forward?
Yeah, I mean, not really sure what the nature of the question is. Day by day is getting better. We'll see how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Talk to the medical experts.
What do the medical experts on staff say to you?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job. So.
Yeah, but it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day.
Yes, the best today's Bill Belichick press conference moment to date. And I will proffer to say that's your clubhouse leader that's not going to get knocked out anytime soon. But we'll keep trying.
I would say it's almost worth the stop after that because I can't believe it's ever going to get better.
Oh, you never know. Day by that. Day. Now, day it's normally day. Day to day, yeah, but day by day. Maybe he saw Godspell last night.
Yes, that's the song.
Anybody knows Godspell?
Day by
the
day.
1973 yeah, great song. Broadway hit movie as well.
Brockman definitely knows that.
Just in case anybody's wondering, I have looked up the lyrics. Potentially yep, we can do this.
Yeah,
Bill can do this next time because tomorrow it's another day by day, one would think. Because if today's a day.
Day is a day.
And tomorrow's a day.
Correct.
Then tomorrow will just be the next day by the previous day.
Mm-hmm.
So just can come out and just with the lyrics, day by day. Day by day, oh dear Lord, three things I pray to see more clearly. Day by day, love thee more dearly. Day by day, follow thee more nearly. Day by day. Now, the three things you pray, Chris, is not Brian Hoyer.
You're correct.
Please. Not Brian Hoyer.
And?
Oh, dear Lord, not Brian Hoyer.
Right.
Those are too diverse in the things that you're praying for.
I would pray for no Matt Patricia, too.
Oh, well, now you're pushing it.
Now you're pushing it. I mean, that's fantastic.
By the way,
Day by Day is the new Moving On to Cincinnati. It's amazing. You should create another one. Yeah. And he's like, I'm not reading the MRI.
But
I'm not reading the MRI. What do you think? I'm reading MRIs?
Yes, I do think he's reading
MRIs.
He's
not reading MRIs.
And by the way, does he have a high ankle sprain? You know if he has a high ankle sprain.
He doesn't want to say it. He's the king of don't talk about injuries. What are you even asking him? By the way, impressive. Just flat out asking him a specific injury and then asking about what the comeback schedule is. Like he's going to really go in there and he's just, that's a new one. What, I'm not reading an MRI? You think I'm reading an MRI? You think Belichick is just like, okay. He's got one of those X-rays.
I guarantee you he knows how.
Those lights and he just pops it right up. Okay, let me just see here.
He definitely knows how to read an MRI.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. He's not reading an MRI.
After 40 years in this, he knows how to read an MRI.
He's not looking at soft tissue. What are you talking about, man?
He knows.
I just had an MRI this weekend. And something tells me he don't know how to read what I just
said. He says it's not his job. And he's telling the doctor, do your job.
Yeah.
I'm not reading an MRI. Do you think somebody said, here, you want to take a look at it? I'm not reading it. But tell me.
But then the follow-up of, what do the medical experts say? Great follow-up.
What do the medical experts say? He's not telling you. We don't talk about injuries around here.
I'm over it.
You know what? I'm not reading an MRI. I'm too busy getting Bailey Zappi ready for Chris Brockman.
Bam.
Mike, do your job.
There you go.
He's telling you.
He doesn't even know what an audio drop is. We got him to do it. Right?
I don't even know what an audio drop is.
That's what he said, and then he gave us one.
And then he gave
because he's Bill friggin' Belichick, man.
He's not
day by
anything.
Day.
You're not going to know anything of what's going
Bill
on.
Bill Belichick doing the greatest hits of 70s Broadway. Coming up tomorrow, Fiddler on the Roof. It'll be really weird.
But that, like, do you think he watched it last night? Was he channel surfing and it just happened to pop on?
Bill Belichick talking about, you know what? Hey, Bill. When will Mac Jones come back? And it goes, you know what? Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset. Bill Belichick's greatest Tevye moments.
Wow.
Will be tomorrow. And that will knock out this press conference moment out of the clubhouse. You're asking what could come next.
I don't know, man. That was great.
No Phantom of the Opera.
Well, it's not 70s, Mike.
He goes 80s. Oh, my God, I'm done.
Godspell. Maybe he was watching it last night.
That's what I mean. Like, you know, right? He pulled my cousin Vinny out of that.
Who knows?
Like, a few years ago.
Cost us to have Marissa Tomei be the first Rich Eisen Show guest in our Super Bowl coverage history.
Number one.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
Where did that come from?
It was amazing.
Where did that come from?
And you're talking to him about PSI and Positronic.
He was watching Cinemax.
Fantastic.
It had to be on, right?
Belichick moment. Love it.
He's so good.
Day by day. And the follow-up questions were just, they were good.
They're well done.
Put him on the spot.
They came at him.
Well done. We do need to have Mike Reese on at some point.
Maybe tomorrow.
Just the art of the Belichick press.
Oh, I got it. We'll reach out.
And the navigation. Mike Florio reporting that if Chiefs Bucks is moved because of Ian, it will be played in Minnesota. Yeah.
Okay.
In Minneapolis.
Wow. Yeah. How many Bucks Chiefs fans are sitting there in Minnesota thinking this is,
I don't know how they navigate,
this is something they're going to go to. I don't know.
There, but yeah.
Might look like a 2020 crowd, right?
Yeah.
Man, let's just hope that this isn't as strong as we think it might. As it looks. The actor Ernie Hudson is walking into our show studio in 20 minutes. Before that, we have my power rankings. And after that, Salty Tua showed up today, baby. Don't miss that.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.